Adigo operator.
Joined.
Heidi and Matthias.
Joined.
Hello?
probably just time.
Is that, are you still using the referrals Skype chat?
No, I'm not on that, actually. Can you get on that? Because I don't even have that.
Yeah, you were on that, but it hasn't been used for 2 months.
It's called referrals Skype. I wonder, did they use another one last time? Or if you go to, have you bookmarked it? Well,
probably not. Sorry. Hello? Is the operator online?
I'm here, Heidi.
Hi, I'm just wondering, is there anyone on the Spanish channel?
They're doing dial-out.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Carlton has not come on yet.
Do you know how to see who's on the Spanish channel and the English channel?
No.
It's actually pretty useful.
Joined.
I can SP. It's the administrator pin. Oh, I'm sorry. It's wrong.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Once you're signed in, you can just go on live conference. Then you can see who's on. And after a while, they will add the names of the participants. But it's pretty useful because you can see 5-4 is Argentina.
Spanish channel doesn't work.
Why? They are on Spanish channel.
Now it's okay now. What's
well, yeah.
What's
I mean,
the noise?
Tried 20 minutes ago.
What's all that noise?
Stephen Antilux Singh.
Joined.
Carlton.
Well,
happened?
Joined.
Maybe on the next channel?
Yeah, I mean.
There's nobody on there.
Excuse me, who is on the English channel?
Devanand, Trinidadant from Trinidad and Tobago Computer Society.
Hi, Devanand. How are you?
Good, good.
So, just to let you know that Carlton sends his apologies, he will not be able to be on the call today. So
that's right.
Matthias is now sending out a Skype on the Skype chat that we need to choose another chair of the meeting. Are you on the Lacrello Skype?
Me? No, I'm not. I'm calling in from Adigo.
So you don't have access to the internet at this point?
I'm right in front of a computer. Yes, I do. Yes. So I can.
Okay.
What is your Skype address?
Okay. To be quite honest, do I have my Skype working properly? Let's just see. Oh yeah, because you see, I haven't already started my Skype account on yet. My bad. It's Trinidad and Tobago Computer Society. Let me see if I could try to download it and all of that. But why do I need a Skype thing to continue?
Well, because we're on Skype chat.
Ah.
You know, all the people on Lacrello, and I think it's going to take place in Spanish today. So maybe Matthias could be scribing in English so we can hear what's going on. It's up to you. I mean, otherwise...
Okay. All right, I'm connected. Okay, excellent. Okay. Okay, my Skype ID is Trinidad Tobago Computer Society, one word. I see Nick is online. Let me just...
Yes,
is Nick there as well? So I can then...
On the call.
Okay.
No, not yet, but what are they saying?
Do you
want to
have
Steam passengers? Oh, geez, I need
this. Can you just tell them that to go ahead and begin? Thank goodness you're here.
What?
Hi, is the operator on, the translator? Hello?
Okay.
They are dialed in.
Yeah, hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm the interpreter. For the Spanish and English channel.
Okay, this is Heidi, and there's only three of us on the English channel today, and Carlton will not be able to be on, who's
okay.
The chair. So we have, I believe, who is Matthias? Who has asked to be chair?
Agustin Bastanjuri.
So Agustin has agreed to be chair, so could you please say that that's fine and to begin the meeting?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Need to do a roll call as well.
Okay, well, this is Devanant from Trinidad again. I just sent my Skype ID.
Okay. Can you send... Okay, my name is Heidi.
Okay, let me see if I've got out of contact. H-E-I-D-I.
U-L-L-R-I-C-H.
U-L-L-R-I-C-H. One word, or?
Yes.
I see it.
And it should say something like in Geneva or in Los Angeles or something like that.
United States, Los Angeles.
Yes.
Yeah. Skype contact. Okay. Okay, hold on, I'm not seeing you online right now.
There you are.
Solamente para que...
Yes, okay, now I'm seeing you online.
Okay, let me add you. Okay, you should be able to see this now. Just the lag. Yes, I see you're on.
Okay. All right. Yes, I've seen. I'm seeing the chat now.
Can you write who? Go ahead. So Carl
yeah.
was asking who's on the English channel.
Okay, then we should maybe receive the apologies from, or find out what are the apologies for from the members.
Did you receive any apologies? Thank
Carlos. Is Carlos around there?
I see him in the chat.
We have Colton.
Yes, I just put that. So.
Okay.
So from the English channel, the only person we have received an apology from is Carlton.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very well. Okay, then let's continue with the designation of the chair for the meeting.
We have this link in Spanish.
Okay, I think that the next point it would be the adoption of the summary minutes of January 15th.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if somebody wants to make any comments about the update of the at-large summit. I don't know whether we're jumping.
Do you want to review the action items or any staff announcements first, or it's up to you?
Yes, could you repeat that, please? This is Agustin, the chair.
Yes, hi, Agustin. I'm wondering whether you want to go by the agenda and have a very quick review of the open period for comments for the ALAC review and the new GTLD draft applicant guidebook, or go to the summit issues first.
Okay, I got it.
Thank you.
Okay. Does anybody want? Does anybody want to make any comments about the action items of January 15?
Yes.
So somebody want to make a comment, right?
No, I'm just asking whether anyone on the Spanish channel wants.
Yeah, okay, all right. I'm just...
Not from the English channel, unless Devon...
Right. Yeah, they are following that. They are asking right now.
Yeah.
Carlos Aguirre, are you around there? No answer. No. Okay. My suggestion, given the lack of experience that I have in this area, that perhaps somebody else could take the chair position, because honestly, I don't feel capable enough to chair this time. ¿Alguien hizo algún comentario por ahí? Who perhaps could help me to share this meeting?
I could help you if it would be okay with you to have a staff member do that.
¿Quién habla, Heidi? Is this Heidi?
Yes, this is Heidi.
Okay.
If it's okay for a staff member to do that.
Okay, hold on a second.
Matias, do you want to help on the Spanish? I mean, I just feel horrible.
It would be a pleasure, Heidi, and there's no problem for me, and I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you very much. Moving to...
Okay, gracias. Entonces...
Gracias, Abu, to you. So, do we move to the number four.
Entonces, si pasamos al artículo número cuatro, al punto número cuatro.
So everyone's okay with the summary minutes?
Todo el mundo está de acuerdo con el resumen de las actas. Yes, this is Vladimir. Yes, I am.
Okay. Do we have someone to second that?
I have an Antaluk thing here. I'll second it.
Thank you. Okay, so we can move on to point five, review of the action items of the 15th of January. So those are...
Action items.
Yes. So one was that the travel window, the dates of opening were the 14th of January, and the closing date was the 23rd of January. So all tickets to Mexico now should have been purchased.
David, answer. Yes, I speak for myself. Yes, I got the travel arrangements made. What I didn't find out was there actual mailing list set up for the Mexico summit to distribute specific information, because I was not aware if it was posted to the Lacroix list.
I know that there were working group emails set up, so you should have been onto one of those. Have you been assigned to a working group?
Yes, I've been assigned to working group three. Yes.
Okay, so you should have seen materials for that.
That's right. Yes, I'm on working group three on the new GTLDs. But one question, David Antaluk Singh speaking, Trinidad. One question, though, is like, where exactly are the hotels that we are staying at? Because that information hasn't, I have not received information about that.
Okay, well, it would be a pleasure for me to point you. I'm going to put it onto the chat, Rallo.
Excellent.
So, yes, the
distribution, the name for the distribution list. Can you just put that into the chat, Rallo? The list that everything's being sent to?
Hello, everybody. This is Sergio. I just joined in.
Okay, are there any issues with the action items? Does everyone agree?
Okay, let me see. Okay, give me just a second. I'm finishing checking this time.
And if you can just, we've put information on the Lacroix chat room for links to our microsite for information on the summit, as well as the...
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, Heidi?
Yes, on the Lacroix chat, Matthias and I have just placed information on the summit website for at large, as well as the email address for all summit participants to receive information.
The idea then is for us to see the calendar, right?
Yes, just for their information.
See.
Thank you.
Very well. No, can I ask something?
Yes.
This is Sergio.
Yes.
The question is, they're usually pick us at the airport. Is this going to happen this time as well?
No, is it going to be a welcome sign?
No, but this is going to be a meet and greet. It's a bit different.
A what?
And this is going to be a meet and greet.
Okay, at the airport.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's what you might expect, is just a table for people.
Okay. Yes, Sergio, there will be a meet and greet at the airport. And I'm aware that many of you are arriving very early in the morning.
Is that going to be early in the morning?
Okay. And the meeting planners, KCA, they are aware of your itineraries.
Very well.
Okay, and an email with detailed information on that information will be emailed shortly.
Very well. I have another question.
Yes?
Is there possibility for materials in the event to expand the period time of a little longer of the meeting of Lagralo? And I was wondering if we could have an extension in terms of time for this meeting. Because my understanding is that we only have 3 hours.
No, it is 4 hours. It is between 9 and 1300. So it's 4 hours.
Okay, very well.
Go back to the agenda if there are no other questions. We can come back to the summit issue in just a moment.
Okay, well, David Ann speaking. Okay, well, I've seen the At-Large Summit website, and while I'm aware of that website before, I guess it's the details regarding where exactly are participants staying. That part I'm not too clear, because I'm still confused as to where, like, if when I arrive at the airport at Mexico City, where am I going to? Is everybody going to be staying at the hotel, at the actual hotel itself, the host hotel for the actual?
Yes. Yes, you're going to be staying at the Milia Hotel.
The Milia Mexico Reformer.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, that was already the key question. My key question, anyway.
Okay, I'm glad that we got that sorted out. Actually, it is on the summit site. It's under it is under travel information.
Well, I was saying that, but I mean, I know sometimes that because of, you know, maybe the hotel itself is booked with all the attendees, some of us will. I mean, in Puerto Rico, you know, for example, I didn't stay at the actual hotel. I stayed at a different hotel that was set up So I was just wondering if it was a similar arrangement being done.
Very good.
Well, and in that case, David, I'm speaking. Well, I guess the action items are taken care of.
Okay. So can we move on to very briefly two staff announcements?
Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to raise everyone's attention that there are the ALAC review working group draft final report is now available in English and Spanish, and I am going to put that here. That is the ALAC review. So please do take a look at that. And the second public comment period that I want to bring your attention to is the GNSO constituency renewals for this year, which I will put on the Skype chat. So if there are no questions, then we can move on to the first point under the proposed agenda items.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So under the item action of update point one, update on at-large summit. We have a review of the summit program, which is, I will send that to you.
This is Sergio. Is that information available in Spanish?
Not yet.
Yeah. Is there? What, in Spanish? The summit program.
Oh, no. We're very sorry about that. We are having it translated. This information, right, I'm sending now. So again, that information on the summit program will be translated into Spanish shortly.
Hopefully before the meeting, right?
Yes, before the meeting. What I can do is ask our translators, and I will get back to you on the Lac Rallo Discuss email list on when that will be translated.
Yes, we have presented a document from Internauta, and we would like to know whether that was translated or not. And we would like to have it ready for presentation to Group 1 for the summit.
Yes, I believe I did see that come through, and it was picked up by our translation, but I can check This is Internasha. Who? Who is this?
Sergio Salinas from Internauta Argentina.
Okay. I believe it has been translated, but I will double check this afternoon, and I will let you know.
Great, thank you.
So should we move on to 1B, Lac Rallo participation in the summit and the thematic working groups? Our KCA meeting planners will be contacting any of the Lac Rallo participants who have indicated interest in leading or chairing a thematic session to get information on what the technical needs and when the documents will be ready. They will be sending an email out shortly. So, for example, there's a thematic session that Vanda is going to be working on, and Carlton. So there will be an email sent to them for details, technical and document details. And I'm looking at our latest list, and I believe that Vanda and Carlton are the only people from Lac Rallo who are organizing a thematic session. And their thematic session is entitled Geographic Regions at ICANN, an At-Large Perspective.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Heidi, could you repeat that last part? Your voice was breaking.
Sorry. Yes, sorry. The only Lac Rallo thematic session, or the only thematic session being organized by people in Lac Rallo, is entitled Geographic Regions at ICANN, an At-Large Perspective. And Vanda and Carlton are organizing that for the entire At-Large group.
I didn't quite get that. Could you explain that to me?
Yes. One of the proposed, we have 8 thematic sessions, and one is being organized by people from Lac Rallo, so that's Vanda and Carlton. And the title of that thematic session is called Geographic Regions at ICANN, and just from the perspective of at large. But again, it's open to everyone in Mexico.
This is Sergio. Who do we need to talk to, or should we talk to in order for us to participate?
Well, this one is being organized by Vanda and Carlton, and it is not like the working groups, you know, 1 through 5, where you participate in the organization of it.
Yes, is that correct? Some thematic sessions are just Vanda and Carlton organizing, and do they just participate, or can they?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you know, I'm very sorry I've just been told that session is now not being held.
Sorry,
that session is not being held.
This is Carlos. I have a question.
Yes. Yes, go ahead, Carlos.
Most of the members of La Gralo are going to participate from on the topics one and two.
Yes.
Could Heidi explain to us what is the thematic of the two groups, especially group number two?
Okay, sorry. There are several types of meetings going on in Mexico. One are on Sunday evening, and they are called working groups. Okay, I'm sorry again. Sorry. The thematic sessions are on Sunday afternoon. And the ones currently, can you put that back up, please? The five thematic sessions. Okay, so again, these thematic sessions will take place Sunday afternoon. And the current titles, there are eight of them, okay? And the first one is on international domain names.
I'll put Spanish into the Skype chat by that.
The second group, the second thematic session is on registries, registrars, and the abuse of domains.
That actually wasn't the question.
Okay, sorry. Can you repeat your question?
The question is that there are five working groups.
Yes.
Set up for all the agencies of the world. But most of the La Gralo members are going to participate in the working group one and two. Could Heidi tell us what is the theme or the thematic, the topic or the theme of those two groups?
Okay, the working group one is at-large engagement with ICANN. And the second group is future structure and governance of ICANN.
What does that mean?
Sorry, which one are you talking about?
Number two.
It means the one of the issues, I believe, is to improve institutional confidence. So basically, after the joint partnership agreement, what happened? And the people leading that working group are Sebastian and Vittorio.
I'm going to say that you're going to translate this.
We already have the output.
Okay.
I have another question.
Yes.
Is there going to be a meeting with the with all the ALSs of the world? And if there is such a meeting, when is going to take place?
Okay. Take a look. I'm going to send you a link in Spanish for all the working groups. Okay, so just to... So, yes, this ALS meeting, I mean, that's the summit. So all of the ALSs in the world will be in Mexico City.
The meeting on Saturday.
And the first day, as you all know, the first day is Saturday.
How long does it is going to take? How long is it going to last?
Sorry, which, this again, all of the ALSs in the world are going to be, well, most of them, the majority of ALSs are going to be in Mexico City from Saturday. The first day is Saturday the 28th of February, and then until the end of the summit, which is the 5th of March, Thursday.
That's correct, but is there going to be a meeting for all of them in one single room?
Oh, I understand. Okay, yes, twice, actually. It'll be on the first day, so Saturday the 28th, and again on Thursday for between 8 and 9:15 in the morning, 9:30 in the morning.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the
Yes, so it will be all day on Saturday, the 28th. That's the opening general session, and there's a keynote address and various meetings for everyone on Saturday, the 28th. And for those who...
Let him translate.
And the closing session, where, again, everyone will be in one room, will be on Thursday, the 5th of March, between 8 a.m. and 9:30 in the morning.
We'll post it. They just need to go look at it.
We have the programs match.
We have the basic summary.
Yes, I would like to say something.
Please. Yes.
Sí, diga.
Yes, please.
On group one, in the meetings of group one, some of us have proposed to Andres Piazza as vice chair of the group. And so, we're going to. ¿Puede repetir esa última parte porque hubo cierta interferencia? Yes, I would like to prompt the members of La Gralo to elect our partner in La Gralo because as co-chair because he speaks both languages, English and Spanish.
Okay. Well, what I suggest that you do is that you put those comments onto the Working Group 1
email
list.
For those who are in it.
Because that is being discussed right now on the email for Working Group 1. For participants of Working Group 1.
Other Black Rally members are in Working Group 2.
So can we move on to 1C, which is the poster session?
Yes.
Okay, so we can move on to point C. Several emails come from various Lac Rallo ALSs that they will be participating in the poster session that will take place on Sunday evening. And I would like to thank you for that. But I would also like to encourage all of the ALSs to bring material about their organization to Mexico for the poster session.
David, on here, just to ask a question regarding the poster session. Is the deadline for submission to say you want to participate in the poster session? That deadline is the 21st of February, correct? I think that's trying to find the emails here, and I'm not seeing it.
Some? Stefanon, if you could find that, that would be great, because we can find on our email. That's great. feel free to join at large staff.
I'm trying to just. I'm seeing some of the announcements. For some reason, the first one didn't say it was a deadline to submit a comment, and then I remember seeing another email saying that the deadline for submission that you want to participate will be on the 21st. And I just wanted to confirm that. But right now, I just can't seem to find that email. That second email. I could find the first one, but okay, but. I think it is the 21st, because I think we would also want to participate in that. So
okay,
we just have to try to get our materials ourselves ready for that. So.
Yes, but of course, if you want to bring something last minute, you know, that's fine as well.
Okay, but no, I've noticed some people sending emails to the Lakwalo list. I believe that's how you submit that you're going to participate. So
yes, that's one way. But otherwise, you can also bring material, I think, and you know, just bring it on your own, and they can set it up.
Okay, I get you. Okay, I understand. All right. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Can I ask a question? This is Sergio.
Yes, please.
My question is, what is the condition of the organizations who applied to become or to be part of Lakwalo? Or the status, that is.
I'm not sure. Go ahead. Well, can you repeat the question?
Yes, the question is, there are 3 or 4 applications from different organizations who wants to be part of Lakwalo. The question is if this topic has been, if they have engaged this topic, or what is the status of those organizations, were they approved or not, or what is the status, that is?
I have heard from Carlton.
We have received regional advice from Carlton for the 3 pending Lakwalo applications. It will now be transmitted to the at-large advisory committee. In fact, Cheryl Langdonort, the chair of the advisory committee, has already been informed, and she asked for an online vote be set up by staff before the start of the summit. It'll be a 7-day vote starting very shortly, so that we will have the results of that vote before the start of the summit.
Oh, very well.
Are no other questions about the poster session, which again I hope that I very much encourage all of you to bring material from your ALSs to show the world, to show all of the other ALSs in Mexico what your organization does.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if I could move on, given the time, I would suggest that we move on to point F, 1F, which is discussion of on-site coordination of Lac Rallo Summit participants. Because point D is on the link that I sent earlier and is being translated into Spanish.
Sorry, it is in Spanish?
No, it is being translated, the program. So we will send that to you shortly.
That's fine.
Okay, so point F, the issue is how you're going to coordinate yourselves in Mexico once you arrive in Mexico City. So, for example, other Rallos, other regions are going to meet at breakfast on Sunday morning as a group to discuss their General Assembly. And I'm wondering whether you would like to do that as well, whether you would like to meet as a group on Sunday morning to have any final discussions on your General Assembly on Tuesday.
Yes, this is Daniel. I would like for us to, members of Lac Rallo, to meet and discuss, if possible.
Okay, would Sunday morning be a good time at breakfast?
I wouldn't have any problems with that.
Okay. Would other people be okay with that? Devanand, are you okay?
I have no objection to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a great suggestion to do that at breakfast on Sunday morning.
Okay, that's great. I will let Carlton know that. So the last 2 points, number two is recent activities of ALAC. And since Vanda is not online or on the call, I would suggest that we follow up with that in Mexico, if that would be okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be okay. Steven on here.
Okay, thank you. So just the final point then is there any other business?
Oh, I was just about to ask, what does EOB stand for?
Yes. Okay. So is there any other points to bring up today on today's call?
No, that's it.
I think that's it.
Okay, so to follow up, we will be sending out material on the program in Spanish as soon as we can, but very, you know, before the summit begins. And I will let Carlton know, or I will let everyone know that Black Rallo will be meeting on Sunday morning to discuss the General Assembly. And I will check, Sergio, I will check whether your translation has been completed.
Okay, very well.
Okay, so unless there's anything else, then I wish you a very good trip to Mexico City. And I'm looking forward to meeting you. And I hope that you will be able to teach me some Spanish.
It'll be a pleasure.
Okay. My husband is half Mexican, yeah. And he would be very happy if I learned some more Spanish.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
My husband is half Mexican, and he would be very happy if I learned some more Spanish.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, don't lose hope.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, muchas
gracias. Okay, muchas gracias. Okay, so until Mexico, see you next week.
Bye-bye, and then we'll meet in Mexico.
Yes, bye-bye. Yeah. Thank you. Gracias. Bye-bye, Devanon.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Heidi and Matthias.
Left.
Devanon Tiluxing.
Left.
A Digo operator.
Left. Left.